talking about University of Illinois now has some new protocols. You heard it in the news right there. Thomas Dart is a second-year student at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and joins us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And, Thomas, thank you for your time.
Hello, thanks for having me.
What has happened here? What do you think now? You guys have been back, like 2.5 weeks maybe now?
Yeah, school started about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I know a lot of students were coming back that couple days before, a week before, to get, they want to move in, make sure they know where their classes are. I know exactly, what you guys will always tell your parents about that. But the partying pretty much began then, and now you're starting to see these spikes. Is there a sense amongst the students that there is real danger here, or is this more of a nuisance?
I'm not sure. It does seem to be a very, invisible threat. You don't see many reminders of it other than people wearing masks and the signs everywhere.
Are people wearing masks? Like when they're walking around the campus, are they wearing masks outside?
Yeah, I'm looking out right now. There's you see almost everyone you see outside is wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you get in the dorms? Are people wearing masks in there or no?
Yeah, I've never seen somebody inside not wearing a mask.
Yeah. But there are parties, though.
Yeah, there are. We just got an email earlier today. There was a big spike this weekend, and they're cracking down now on a lot of that kind of activity. There was a frat that had a big party over the weekend that they completely suspended now.
They suspended the frat and the students, or just they've suspended the charter of the frat?
I know they've done it to the frat, and I know they're saying now that any students who are caught in that kind of activity are being sent home.
Wow. And I know there's a lot, University of South Carolina has had a huge spike, and they're saying to the students, don't go home. Don't go home, because they don't want them to necessarily bring it back to their communities, from whence they came. And that seems to make some sort of sense. Do you know anybody who's gotten sick?
Not me personally. I don't know anybody in my building that's gotten it. As far as for the dorms, there's only been, that I've heard of, one floor of one dorm that's had a bad outbreak.
Okay. And now, Thomas, as a University of Illinois student, have you been going in to get the saliva test?
Yeah, I've been doing it twice weekly. So I took my fourth test yesterday.
And how does that work? You have to go somewhere or do you spit in a tube? How does it explain how that process is?
Yeah, it's really streamlined down here. They have sites set up all over campus, some in buildings, but most of them in tents outside that you can go to, I think from 8 to 4, I think, during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I took my test. I pulled up. There's so many testing sites that the lines aren't bad during the week. And I was in and out in about 90 seconds. You pull up, you give them your ID, and then you wait in line, and you spit in a tube. It should only take you about 30 seconds.
When do you get the actual result?
That's been varying. With the amount of testing they've been doing at the very beginning, there was not as many people on campus, so it only took 4 or 5 hours. But the maximum it'll take now is 48.
48 hours. Okay. Well, I know that their whole plan initially, we talked to the chancellor of the university last week, and the whole idea was there would be a same day kind of a test. But again, if you're going to do this, because there's, how many students are there in Urbana?
I'm not sure.
It's tens of thousands. I know that for sure. So, and if they want to get everybody done every couple of days, that's going to be hard to do. 44,000, I'm being told. Okay. So now, how safe do you feel, Thomas, on the campus, University of Illinois?
I feel very safe because I'm not, all of my classes are online. So I'm not, needing to go into many indoor public places. The most that I've been doing is riding my bike around to parks and stuff, but I've been social distancing.
Yeah, but you see, I mean, it's college, right? And mm-hmm. I know your parents live in the Chicago area, so you can just speak in code to me on this. but people want to hang out, and then there's probably still some some people hanging out, if you know what I mean. Would you say that? Tap twice if you think that's true. I mean, that's it's kind of what college is all about. And with the sense that I get seeing all these stories from every campus around the country where they're throwing a TV camera in, is that it's kind of business as usual, trying to work around the system, which is what college students go to college to do, learn how to work around the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get that. There's even my roommates have been being pretty social, but for that part, they've been really responsible. They've been testing more often than I have, I think up even 4 times a week sometimes. But they've been like doing everything they can to make sure that they're safe and that everyone they're around is safe.
Are the bars open?
Not to. There's a couple special rules about that I'm not sure because I don't go to the bars.
Yeah.
But I've heard that like after 8 o'clock, nobody under 21 is allowed in.
Right. Right. Well, my God. I mean, it's, you wonder, there are the CAMs and other places like that at down at Illinois are so legendary, and you wonder what that's like, you know, on a Friday or Saturday or Thursday or Wednesday or Sunday or Monday, you know, any of the nights of the week where those things would normally be hopping, what that experience is like. Do you feel right before I let you go, Thomas, having now spent your part of your freshman year and now your sophomore year in the middle of this, do you think that other first and second year students feel a little ripped off by this?
I think so. Yeah, I've been trying not to let it get me down, but it's definitely not the same as it used to be. I kind of just want to get back to the in person classes and like being able to interact with people face to face again.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck down there. Stay safe. Thomas Dart, second year student, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. All right. Let's check in now with Mary Vanderbilt. She's got the traffic and the weather. We were just talking to a student from the University of Illinois about what's happening there. They're sending the kids back into the dorms to go back online because there is a spike in cases and COVID cases down in Urbana-Champaign. And I don't know, when did they change that from Champaign-Urbana to Urbana-Champaign? Why did they do that and when did they do that? I don't understand. Anyway, I would mention also, I need to be fair here at Illinois State University.
Fear the bird.
They're also having a bit of a spike right now as well. The bird has a cough. And that is what is happening there as well. And they're doing the same thing. But I got to go back to this. And I know that the student we talked to, Thomas Dart, he was, listen, his parents are listening. I think it's important that he wants to make sure. Seems like a very dutiful child.
He's not a soft. He's young. Probably not 21 yet.
Right.
Because he's a sophomore.
Right. And
mm-hmm.
he's...
I'm not going to bars.
And I knew that kid. One of the reasons that we called him is that I've known that kid since he was a little kid. And I watched him grow up. And he's a very diligent and studious young man.
He's a good speaker, too.
Yeah. I don't think he's really made for the bar scene yet.
No.
I'd like to teach him. I'd like Uncle Ro should teach him a thing or two about it. But his parents wouldn't like that. Now, what I do find interesting is that they're really college students. When you go to college, and we all know this, you get there, you're told what the rules are, and it's like prison. Your first day is trying to figure out how to get around the rules, to do what it is you want to do, because you figure you've gone to college to have a good time. Oh, sure, there might be learning and stuff. You might have to, some papers will be due. Maybe your roommate's older brother had that paper two years ago. Maybe you could use that. I don't know. There's a lot of things go on there. But I know the kids are going to be down there. They don't care. They think they are bulletproof in this deal.
Yeah, my academics my first year was
not
top of the list for me.
Yeah. I was placed on double secret academic probation after my first semester.
So was I.
Yeah.
My mistake was becoming a little sister at a frat.
Oh.
Not a smart move.
Oh.
So what does that mean, little sister? Like
she had to actually mix the Everclear into the Kool-Aid.
Well.
That's what
they partook in some, that's for sure.
Yeah, did you go to Wisconsin, is that right?
No, I went to U of I.
Oh, U of I.
Yes,
oh, you did.
I did.
Oh.
That's why when you asked about Urbana, Champaign, Urbana, I'm like, did that really happen?
That did. It used to be Champaign-Urbana, and now it's Urbana-Champaign.
Did it have something to do with the administrative offices, where they're actually located?
I don't know. I mean, I was like, Champaign. We always said University of Illinois in Champaign.
Yeah.
Always. And now we have to say Urbana. And I don't. Who cares where the administrative offices are? And it's not exactly Minneapolis and St. Paul down there. I mean, this is you know, it's like one town.
I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know. Andrea Darlis would know that answer for sure. She would know.
Well, okay. Bloomington Miss Normal, I see too. Nobody knows. It's like,
right.
I don't know.
Well, Bloomington Normal, at least those two, those are two kind of distinct towns.
Yeah, they are.
There is not a, they have two downtowns, right? I mean, Urbana, there's one thing in Urbana-Champaign, Champaign-Urbana. Right? It's which side of the stadium are you on down there?
That's why we call it Champaign.
Yeah. But just let's change the name. Once we're done with this whole COVID thing, then we get back to the important stuff, like trying to figure out what the hell that town is in. And let me ask you another question. This Lovie Smith, I think he shaved his beard, didn't he?
Yeah,
because you know that's a COVID catcher right there. Right. That whole thing that he had going on there.
I thought he looked good with it.
I think he looked very either like a man of great religiosity or a professorial kind of a thing.
Or he should be delivering gifts while flying in a sled.
That's true. That is true. You look a little like a mall Santa too. But he ends up, he ends up not having to worry about whether. I think Illinois is supposed to be pretty good this year, right? Weren't they in football? I mean, they had some recruits.
Had some big wins last year.
Yeah. So we're not going to see that, are we? I don't think we're.
Who knows? It seems, 2 weeks ago, absolutely not. There will not be football. And then yesterday, we're at the 1 yard line.
Well, the president says he wants it to start, and I think a lot of people respond to that. And this is true. People, by and large, in the United States of America, are wanting to be over with this. They want to get back to normal. And even if getting back to normal means risking getting sick, who was it? Kirk Cousins. Was it today? Did you see that quote from the Minnesota Vikings quarterback in which he said, hey, listen, you know, if I die, I die, which may be the dumbest thing, maybe not the dumbest thing he's ever said, but one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, because especially for a guy who's in the public eye and he's theoretically he is a role model of some sort to say, yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'll risk dying. I'm in good shape. I can risk dying. It's just a dumb thing to say because there's a lot of people who can't.
But let me ask you this. When you've been watching sports, Ro, just you as a sports fan, because everybody always talks sports are a distraction. Are you watching games, Ro, whether it be Cubs, Sox, whatever it may be, are you really distracted and not even thinking at all about COVID?
No, all I can do is when they're in the dugout talking to each other, I'm like, mask up! Mask up! I like when Ricky Renteria, it's like he now permanently has that mask sewn to his face.
He doesn't mess around with it. I haven't seen it off his face since this whole thing got going.
Although he does look like, he looks like the poster child for comorbidity, though. I mean, he's got that look about him. Like, he came to the party already shallow breathing. So that's a smart man right there to take care of that business. That's what I want to say about him. And I think, and it is interesting to watch the players. Like even last night, when I was sort of splitting my time last night, watching a bunch of stuff on TV, and that game, and the night before, which when they had the comeback win, I mean, there were guys, you know, they weren't masked up necessarily in the dugout, and they were all talking to each other. At least they weren't spitting on the ground like we'd seen teams doing.
Yeah, but even
earlier.
That, who cares if they're spitting on the ground? Like, I get it. It's so easy to see someone do that. Like, how could they do that? These guys are getting tested every single day. They're around each other. If someone spits in the dirt, what are you going to go do? Lick the dirt? Who cares? I don't get, like, some of these little tiny things that people are freaking out about. I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm like a COVID cop. I'm just looking for things.
I get it. I understand.
And I'm not calling people out. But I do think that you see the difference, and you are right. They are getting tested. They're not in a bubble, though.
They're not.
And you know what these guys are. These are young athletes. I mean, look at the White Sox are one of the youngest teams in baseball. I mean, almost everybody in that lineup is under the age of 26, save one or two guys, right? 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, young team.
So you know what they want to go do.
Yeah, well, we saw what happened to a couple of Indians players who wanted to go do what they wanted to do. One of them's not with the Indians anymore.
Right. Well, because they're kind of idiots. By the way, I've been told here that it has been Urbana-Champaign. This is a text that we received from Aaron. It's Urbana-Champaign since email was invented, which I think was invented at the University of Illinois, wasn't it?
Probably.
They like invented everything.
During my time, it was Champaign-Urbana.
Right, so because the domain is uiuc.edu. But why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just be UICU?
Yeah, University of Chicago.
Yeah, but that's UIC.
Yeah, I guess it could be UICU. But then it sounds
I guess University of Illinois,
Champaign,
Chicago, UICU. Hold on. This is one of those things. Now I want everybody to visualize this. If you have a pen and a piece of paper, just write it down. So if it were UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago, you'd just be UIC. This being UICU would be Champaign-Urbana. That seems simple. I mean, these people are geniuses. They invented the damn computer. So they couldn't figure that out on an email address? I think they could. Anyway, all right. I'm being told I have to take a break.
Good, because the texter just sent a huge explanation.
of Champaign-Urbana?
Yeah, you could read that.
All right. Let me take that under advisement.